Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw
and unfiltered. Your host is the one and only
Wayne Allen Root. It is Tuesday, the 19th day of October 2021. And if you follow closely, I know you do at home, you know on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Wayne's warm-up act is yours truly, Lee Elsie. So for the first 60 minutes of the program, you get me, then Wayne takes over again at the top of the hour. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, spinning all the dials, making sure we stay on the air in all these great radio stations and all these wonderful locations across the entire country. Where do we begin? Well, I got to think that we have to begin with a story that popped yesterday and is just sort of perpetuating this insanity that is Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America, is secretly flying migrant kids. They're telling us kids, although some reports say that some of the folks that are landing in some of these airstrips across the country are actually, you know, between the ages of 20 and 30, and they're mostly male. But anyway, they're flying migrant kids to New York and Florida, and they're doing it in the middle of the night. Why would someone fly kids or young adults in the middle of the night to undisclosed locations, to board buses, to be driven to different communities throughout the Northeast? Why would he do that? I mean, what's the reasoning behind it? Why would he do it in the middle of the night? Well, he does it in the middle of the night because it's a bad optic. It looks terrible, right? With tens of thousands of people coming across the border essentially every single day. Where are you going to put them? What are you going to do with them? Well, we'll throw them on a plane. And we'll fly them to different locations, and we'll drop them off, and we'll get them into the community as fast as we can. And when we do that, it really is something that can't be undone, right? You're not going to take these kids out of these communities and force them to go back to the countries that they came from. That's not going to happen. So once they're in, they're in. And I said this earlier on my own morning show, and the word that perfectly fits what's happening on the southern border is this is all wicked. It's wicked in a sense where it's diabolical. It's got evil intent behind it. They want to hide behind this persona of, oh, we're doing such wonderful things for kids in need, et cetera, et cetera. But we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people already. And they're all supposed to be absorbed into a country that has $30 trillion in debt, has millions of people that are homeless, yet we're taking in more folks. It makes absolutely no sense, but it is diabolical. It is wicked. We have kids in our own country that go to bed every night hungry. And again, we have thousands and thousands of veterans who are sleeping under bridges, yet we're taking in more people constantly, round the clock, nonstop. And on top of all that, there are mandates in place. You want to connect the idea that some of these folks who are coming in, they don't have any checks or balances. We don't know if they have COVID or if they've gotten over COVID. We don't even know in some cases if they have a criminal background. Yet we're grabbing them and we're bringing them to different locations to assimilate into this country. And it's madness. It's absolutely madness. And it's been going on since Biden swore in. When Biden told folks to come, they came. And we've gone over this time and time again, like a broken record, but it just keeps happening over and over again. And you out there, wherever you may be listening to me, you may be sweating the idea that you might have to get a shot today or tomorrow or this week in order to keep your job.
Yet the thousands of folks who are coming across the border seemingly every single day, they're not checked for COVID, or rarely are they checked for COVID, and rarely do they have a vaccine in their veins, or rarely are they asked to get one. They're just picked up, put on a plane, put on a bus, and into the country they go by the thousands. Yet you might lose your job this week because you decided not to get an experimental vaccine. How does that make sense? How is that fair? How is that equitable? How is that unifying? This president is the most divisive president in my lifetime. Not even close. Not even close. And he's only been in power for 8 months. So think about that. In the middle of the night, they're transporting illegals around so that you don't know about it, yet the New York Post found out about it, and they're reporting it, and we're reporting it, and I'm talking about it. I'm sure Wayne will talk about it later on. It's a big story. It's huge because it's sinister in nature. It's wicked. It is a wicked game that's being played by this administration. Oh, and by the way, in case you were wondering, here's some interesting news you may not know. So, aside from the kids, and of course we all feel for kids, and we want to make sure that we can do the best we can for every kid. Nobody wants to see a kid hungry or homeless. Nobody does. We're not monsters. Figure it out. But aside from that, apparently leaked documents show that this mass catch and release that has been going on under the Biden administration. Now, you might think to yourself, if you're somebody pure of heart, you might say to yourself, well, okay, they catch somebody and there's a promise, and they release them, and I'm sure it's a good-hearted soul. Maybe it's a carpenter or a plumber or whatever, somebody who just wants to make their way to the United States for a good, honest living and be part of a society that is free, and they can, you know, be what they can be and make their life the greatest life they can make it. However, we're finding out that 32,000 folks already have been or were released on parole. That's 32,000 people who are criminals. Parole, by the way, isn't different than probation. Very different. Parole means they were in jail. And they're out now. And they were released. And we, those are the ones we know about. Can you imagine the ones that we don't know about? Also, by the way, 95,000 folks have been released with a notice to report, which essentially is, you know, a hall pass to go to the bathroom, and they disappear into nothingness, never to be seen again by the tens of thousands. That's what's happening in this country. That's what's going on right now. It's borderline chaos. It's chaotic. And there's not one person, not one, not even Democrats now, see the logic in what's happening at the southern border as it pertains to immigration. Not even a Democrat can defend this. Right, you'll get some lip service here and there, but for the most part, even Democrats are backing away from some of the things that are happening at the border because they know that the voters, us, all of us out here, looking at this every single day, shaking our head going, what the hell is going on? Because every single person that makes their way into this country and is flown from point A to point B and then bust again to point C, well, that money to move those folks is coming out of your pocket and my pocket, and I'm damn sure that we're making sure that those folks have cash in their pocket and buying power, so we're probably adding another couple thousand dollars to their checking accounts or their bank accounts to make sure that they can get by. Imagine that. Make your way to this country, get in, and we're going to make sure that you're taken care of. We're going to make sure that you're going to a place where you can succeed and survive. And by the way, we'll get you housing and food, and we'll put money in your pocket. But don't worry, it's free money. Nobody really has to pay for it. It's just free money. We're printing it. It doesn't matter. We can do that. It's no big deal. This is what's happening in this administration. This is what's happening again in this country. It's a sad time. It really is. It seems like we've lost our grip on what actually has made us this magnificent nation. And I know we talk about gloom and doom a lot. I hate to be that gloom and doom person, but man, these midterms, I know they're a year away, but they can't get here fast enough because they are doing damage at a record rate. There's no question about that. Aside from immigration, one of the other stories that is popping, I only have a few minutes here to get through this, but once again, another wonderful weekend in Chicago. I know Wayne talked a little bit about this last night. I think 4 people were killed and 60 people were shot over the weekend in Chicago. This happens over and over and over and over and over again, right? Over and over and over again. Yet again, nobody wants to do anything about that. Violent crime in this country is skyrocketing. Don't let the liberal media tell you anything different. And just regular crime, whether that be robberies or shoplifting or anything else that you can put under that umbrella of, you know, small-time criminal activity, is exploding. It's exploding because nobody is doing anything about it. The police forces across the country have been defanged, and folks know that as soon as they commit a crime, within hours, they'll be back in some cases with no bail. And these big cities are experiencing, again, this ridiculous explosion in crime. San Francisco, New York, some of these other places where folks are just walking in to either convenience stores or CVSs or what have you and just going in there with a garbage bag and taking $800 worth of stuff because they know nobody's going to prosecute that or chase them for that. And they walk out and they do it down the road again and again and again and again. It's insane what we're letting these folks get away with. It's absolutely insane. Yet this is what America looks like under the ultra-left, liberal, Democrat-control Joe Biden, who at one point in time wasn't this uber-lefty liberal, was, you want to call him centrist to a certain extent, but no, he's being completely puppeted and controlled by his inner circle. All right, I know I've talked about this before, but it's, you know, new day, same old stories, right? Over and over again. My name is Lee Elsie, by the way. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. And I know I've been saying this for a while, but my life's been kind of upside down. It's a work in progress, that website. We're going to fix that thing up nice pretty soon and get that thing rocking and rolling. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I'd love to go back and forth with some of the great folks across the entire country. First break. We'll come right back. Stick around. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free. 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root. 800-384-41. Or online at CII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this show, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collects and uses your private information without your knowledge. They're checking out your internet history. Can you imagine everywhere you've ever gone? You don't want your internet history being out there shown to anybody or held by anybody. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or family, 3 different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month, meaning $6.95. That's it. And use code WAR and you get 3 months free. So you don't even pay the $6.95 for 3 months. And then you pay $6.95. It's all at Patriot VPN. That's patriotvpn.com.
Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and Wayne will be here live and in person at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie, and thanks for joining us as always. How about this? A Minnesota school removes the F grade and allows retests to combat systemic racism. So now, if you get an F, it's got to be because you're black or because you're Hispanic. I wonder if they allow white kids to retake the test. It doesn't say here, but it's interesting. It's an interesting angle. But I assume that if a white kid gets an F, then they're just blank out of luck, right? Because if a Minnesota school is removing the F grade, well, maybe they're removing the F grade in general so nobody gets an F, so nobody fails. You can't allow a kid to fail, right? Even if he doesn't do the work or she doesn't do the work, doesn't study, you can't let him get an F. Well, that would be horrible. And it's probably racist. So we have to make sure we do away with that. It's the same idea that everybody gets a trophy. Everybody's a winner, right? Everybody gets a plaque at the end of the year. Everybody gets their picture taken with somebody special because, you know, you're just so damn great at what you are and what you do. It's funny. You know, I was an athlete my whole life. And I worked very hard at that. And I now have moved on to do this. And I work very hard at this. I do a lot of research and I read a lot. And I am in front of the computer a lot. And I talk to a lot of folks in the know. And I try to improve myself on a regular basis. And I'm certainly not the best at what I do, but I'm trying every single day. And I want to get better tomorrow. I want to be better tomorrow than I was today. But there are things in my world and my universe and my mind that I know I'm not good at. Like I could never play a musical instrument. I can't sing. Right? And, you know, if you put me on, a piano or in a piano recital and you ask me to play Chopin, I'm going to sound like, a monkey banging some keyboards and it's going to sound terrible. And I don't deserve a trophy for that because I don't have any talent in that area because I'm a bozo when it comes to anything musical. So why should I get a trophy? Why should I get a passing grade? I would be a failure in that field. Same goes for anybody who fails in a test. If you fail at your history test, you failed. Do better next time. Right? Same goes for sports. If you're no good, if you're not a good baseball player, you don't have the hand-eye coordination, well, move on to something else. Find what your strength is. It's not this. And you don't deserve a trophy for this. Just like you don't deserve an A or a second chance at a test you blew. Or you didn't study for. Because, you know, here's the other side of this story when it comes to taking away these F grades, these failing grades. Kids are just not going to do the work. If you know you can't fail, and you know someone's going to hold your hand till the end, and make sure you pass, why would you do the work? Why would you bother? My guess is you probably won't. My guess is most people probably wouldn't. And those are the unintended consequences that happen. You know, even in a case like this, where I don't think it's genuine when it comes to they genuinely care about the welfare of the student. I think this is all posturing in a political move. But even if you did genuinely care about a student and didn't want them to get an F for some reason, I think you're doing them a disservice. If they don't do the work, they should fail. Right? If you're not good at something, try something else. If you can't play the piano, well, maybe you can be a great carpenter or a plumber. Or maybe you're a super mathematician. You probably have a hidden talent. And if you're not allowed to explore different things because you're getting a trophy, because daddy wants you to, you know, play the piano, or daddy wants you to, you know, be on the little league team, well, that's just a failure. It's a failure for everybody. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. Music is playing. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Drivers not seeing any relief at the pump as gas prices continue to rise. According to AAA, the national average price for regular gasoline now up to $3.34 a gallon. This, as the CEO of Albertsons says, shoppers can expect higher prices and spotty availability when shopping for that Thanksgiving meal next month. Tennessee Republican Congressman Bill Hagerty says all this inflation will be providing a big lump of coal in everyone's stocking this Christmas.
I think we're going to see another spoiled Thanksgiving and Christmas thanks to the inflation that the Biden administration is dumping on the American people. Energy prices through the roof. Our dependence on nations like Russia and Iran, again, surging.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, and we're trying to get back to our regular top of the hour. And if you don't know this, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Wayne allows me to broadcast coast to coast on this great USA Radio Network from my cushy lair here in Connecticut. And again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at leeelsie.com. But I try each and every Tuesday night here to bring one of my favorite guests from the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Bucci. Stephen, how are you, my friend?
I am well, Lee. How are you doing today?
We're hanging in there, buddy. We're hanging in there. So, you know, I got to start. Colin Powell passes away. I'm not sure how many dealings you had with him in your military career, but can you give me your perspective of Colin Powell and his contributions to this country?
You know, Colin Powell is a truly historic figure for America. You know, some conservatives don't like him. They thought, you know, he went from being, you know, Secretary of State for President Bush and then, you know, but he was kind of a centrist. He was not a all the way over on the right kind of conservative. But I'll tell you, the man was brilliant, terribly effective as a military officer, served as the national security assistant to the secretary under Nixon, then eventually became the chief of staff of the Army, and then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, first black man to ever have either of those jobs. And then under President George W. Bush became the first black man to become Secretary of State. Truly a phenomenal leader. I remember when he was named to be the chairman, I was in Greece, and one of my Greek colleagues there said, "Well, Stephanie, what do you think of this new general?" And I said, "Oh, he's great. You know, he's really a wonderful choice. You know, clearly the best would be." He said, but Stephanie, he is black." And I said, "Yes, I know. And we don't care in our Army. You know, if he's the best guy for the job and he's wearing the green uniform, we're good with that." And it was kind of interesting to see their reaction. They did not expect that. Probably not the way they thought. But, you know, to us in the American military, I know a lot of people say a lot of things nowadays, but in my long experience in the American military, for the vast, vast majority of us, we don't really care what color somebody is.
Right.
We just want the best person in the job at that time. And Colin Powell, over and over again, was that guy.
So there were rumors that Colin Powell was maybe going to run for president. That never really came to pass. But would he have made a good president?
I think he would have probably made a good president. Interestingly, the reason he didn't run for president was his wife asked him not to. She had some various health issues and things like that. And she said, "Look, I can't do that. There's too much pressure on the spouse of a president that if you win and even if you run, it's gonna be too much for me. So please don't do it." And and he honored that. You know, here she was, you know, got dragged around the world with him all those decades as a good wife, supporting him in everything he did. She made that request, you know, at what would have been the apex of his career.
Right.
And he, I think, honorably respected that and let that drive his decision. So good on him for that.
We're talking with Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Shifting gears just a little bit. Now, he was fully vaccinated, Colin Powell, got COVID, died. Now, across this country, in just about every line of work, there have been mandates passed down, championed by this president. And I wanted to get your opinion, since we're seeing now that people are still getting the virus and dying from the virus after getting the vaccine. Just your thoughts, your overall thoughts on mandates and making people do this, even though it's not guaranteeing their safety or anyone else's.
You know, I'm not a big fan of things like mandates of that sort. It's, you know, I lived in the military where they do that to us periodically, and say you have to do so and so, to be deployable. But for the general civilian population, I think it probably would have been more effective, one, if the Democrats, had not fought against vaccines when they were associated with President Trump. So they kind of, they're the ones who sowed the seeds of suspicion about the vaccine. But now that President Biden's in office, suddenly they're the big champions and they try and pin it on conservatives as being the problem children. But, you know, if they dig a little deeper, the majority of the people who are refusing the vaccine are not white conservatives. They're people of color. I don't know what their political affiliation might be, if any, but they're the ones resisting it because they have a historical suspicion of Big Brother telling them, here, poke this thing into your arm, because they've had bad experiences in their community in the past, horrible experiences, like the experiments at Tuskegee. So, you know, the Dems are talking out of both sides of their face. I think it's a good idea to get the vaccine. That's my personal decision based on my research, my health situation, that sort of thing. And I think everybody should make that decision along with their doctors in this case. If that means you can't do certain things for a certain time, that may be. But forcing people, saying you either get this vaccine or you're fired, you're out of this job. And then they talk about with people in the military, if you refuse, you are not only going to have to leave the military, we're going to make it a dishonorable discharge. That's just crap. That's bullying. That's heavy-handed, darn near fascist tactics. And I think it's wrong in our country under the kind of society we have. But, you know, we'll see where this goes. But the American people, even people who agree with vaccines, are getting ticked at the way the Biden administration is browbeating people to do this and trying to make it us against them. That's not what this is about.
Stephen Bucci joining us from the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, what is up with this Chinese hyper supersonic missile? Should I be afraid?
You know, this is, it's not the, like everybody was surprised by this. China and Russia have both been trying to develop hypersonic missiles for quite a while. And the reason they're trying to do that is they know with regular missiles, which still move pretty darn fast, by the way, it's not like they sort of float through the air like a butterfly, our missile defense systems can shoot them down. A hypersonic missile, the gist of it is it flies so darn fast that present defensive technologies can't shoot it down. So that's why they're trying to do it, because they can't figure out any other way to defeat our missile defense capabilities, both tactically, you know, like the guns that are on ships that can shoot down missiles on a tactical level, or our missile defense batteries that we have that can shoot down ICBMs. You know, a hypersonic has potential for screwing that up at both ends of that spectrum. So it's a big deal. I don't think China yet is like mass producing these things. They're suddenly going to overwhelm us and, you know, destroy society as we know it. But it's part of the continuing arms race that goes on, whether people want to believe that or not. Everybody's always trying to get a technology that can beat the other guy. We need to be doing the same thing, which is why the kind of cuts and stuff that the Biden administration has already started making are so self-defeating. You know, we don't need to spend all that money on that, and then something like this happens. They, oh, my God, how could we have let this happen? Well, it's because you cut the budget. So not as big a surprise as the news is trying to portray it. The military folks have known about this, have been working to try and counter it for a long time, and I hope we can figure out a good solution.
So we don't have hypersonic jets then. They have. We don't.
I can't say that.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Hey,
they apparently have it.
They have it. Okay. Fair enough.
I can't comment on the other
part. Enough said. Last thing, real quick. I don't know what kind of childhood you had, if you were a superhero fan or anything like that. I don't know if you saw this, maybe flew under the radar, but do you see where Superman now has changed the motto? It used to be truth, justice, and the American way. Well, they've changed that now to truth, justice, and a better tomorrow, that according to DC Comics. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Apparently, the American way is a horrible thing.
You know, that is so ludicrous. You know, give me a break. That has been Superman's motto forever. Superman, supposedly, you know, you use the mythology. He lived here, was raised here. He adopted the ethos of America. To try and change that now, you know, they're doing this with all of this. This is all more of the woke junk, and I think it's going to backfire on them. I think they will have a lot of backlash on that. I think people will walk away. DC Comics, I'm not trying to be prejudiced here, but they struggle anyway,
right,
with their stuff. It's not nearly as popular as the Marvel Universe. And sadly, they're cutting off their own nose to spite their face with this, trying to appeal to the woke part of the society, and that's probably not where their fan base is.
All right, Stephen, I got a million more questions, but the clock on the wall says I got to go. Thank you, as always, Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. We got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wade Alaruth of Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Energize Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months. And gain 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. We're going to try to squeeze this in the limited amount of time that we have left. But here in the state of Connecticut, there has been a firestorm surrounding my next guest, State Representative Ann Dauphiné. Republicans were upset. Democrats were upset as well, maybe for different, more devious reasons. But Ann had equated something going on here in the state of Connecticut with Governor Lamont and mandates and vaccines to Hitler. So I'm going to let her explain that. In case folks out there don't know exactly what happened, if you don't mind, without me putting words in your mouth, can you go over that and just kind of explain what you were thinking when you did that?
Sure. And, you know, first of all, I just want to thank you so much for having me on the show. I do appreciate the time. I was reading the News Junkie late, I think, last Thursday. And, you know, this is following dozens, if not hundreds, of calls I've received with regard to people who are facing losing their job over the medical choices that they make. And it has been heartbreaking. And I think you and I spoke about that earlier in the spring, even with the removal of the religious exemption option for children attending school. And now we're talking about people having to make the choice between feeding their families and making something that they completely goes against what they believe in and want to participate in. So I had made the comment, and I used the reference AKA. If you read my comment, it said AKA, reference to the dictator that's very known to everybody historically. But, you know, I think moreover, Lee, people are saying that to me. That's what came to my mind when I put that down. I mean, those aren't my words, also known as to me by many constituents, and people across the state are making that reference. And it just became a lightning rod. It, you know, I just feel like I gave a voice to the voiceless, but, you know, there was a lot of criticism, and I think that what you don't see is the positive reaction that I'm seeing. Obviously, the media is going to spin it the way they want to spin it. And I'm hoping that we focus on what the governor's doing and the dictatorship-style executive power that he has versus really what I said. But what I said was a reflection of what I'm hearing every single day.
There's obviously a concern about attaching Hitler to anything, because it minimizes the Holocaust.
Do you see any of that, or can you see that perspective?
I think I see is the people that are using that reference as what happened preceding the finality of what happened during that dictatorship. I think early on, there was a community of people that were segregated, discriminated against, told they couldn't work. That happened to them. At some point, they got passports, which right. people are fearful their children are going to be forced to have to participate in this COVID vaccination, and they're already not ruling out passports. So I think that's where that's coming from, and I think to ignore what happened before that is, I think we're going to really do a disjustice to what's going on today. People are fearful. I'm speaking on behalf of the people that I'm hearing from.
Right. So to your credit, you're standing by what you said, not backing down at all. And you're also saying that the majority of folks who are actually reaching out to you are in agreement with you then, right?
Absolutely. That's what they're telling me. And I mean, the only thing I did is express what they're telling me. And right. people don't have to like it, but that's really what I'm doing.
So there's a side of this, though, that you're upset. Or at least folks think you're upset because you don't feel like the Republican Party had your back on this. Would you say that's fair?
Well, I mean, it's disappointing. I'm not going to say that it's not disappointing. I mean, each and every individual representative, senator, legislator, you know, expresses their beliefs. I speak truth. I speak truth for the people that are reaching out to me. And I know sometimes it takes courage to say those hard things, but look, we have the First Amendment right in the state. You can say what you want. I don't work for them. I work for the constituents I have in my district.
Right.
But, you know, it's okay. They can say okay. what they feel free to say.
So here in the state of Connecticut, your contention is that the Republican leadership has not said anything about these mandates.
Have you heard a lot of attention on it? Because I haven't. Maybe right. I've missed it, but I've heard very little, if any, attention okay. given to the idea that individuals are losing their jobs. The people that were called heroes yesterday by the governor are now vilified today and being told that they must participate in this, whether they want to or not. I mean, the governor himself is, in his own right, vilified and made a mockery of them and telling people, the public, that it's a concern that they're not vaccinated. So I haven't really heard any backlash to that.
Okay. All right. She's State Rep. Ann Dauphiny. I appreciate you coming on today here in the state of Connecticut. She has caused somewhat of a firestorm and caused some Republicans to either run for the hills or condemn some of the things that she has said. The one thing I'd like to make clear before, actually, I run out of time not only for the hour but for my segment here of the show, is that I think we make mistakes when we just assume that Republicans are going to stick together on some of these issues, in particular when these issues get into the weeds like this one, when some things are said that maybe not necessarily everybody else agrees with. Just because you've got an R by your name doesn't necessarily mean you've got to stand up for something that somebody else said. Even though they happen to be a Republican, you might completely disagree. And it's your obligation, I think, to your constituents to be honest and truthful and never be a hypocrite. And I think that's some of the things that sometimes slip through the cracks and we forget about. I'm out of time. Wayne Allen Root is here. I'll catch you guys on Thursday, but he's up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.